This is Today in History, August the 24th. On this day, in the year 79, Mount Vesuvius erupts. After centuries of dormancy, Mount Vesuvius erupts in southern Italy, devastating the prosperous Roman cities of Pompeii and killing thousands. The cities, buried under a thick layer of volcanic material and mud, were never rebuilt and largely forgotten in the course of history. Also on this day, in 1992, Hurricane Andrew smashes into Florida, causing $30 billion in damage. 43 U.S. deaths were blamed on this storm.
It hit first and hardest today on the east coast of Florida with winds that gusted up to 165 miles an hour.
Right now, the hurricane is in the Gulf of Mexico, expected to hit land again as soon as tomorrow night.
Back in 1932, Amelia Earhart embarked on a 19-hour flight from Los Angeles to Newark, New Jersey, making her the first woman to fly solo, nonstop, from coast to coast. On this day in 1967, a group of demonstrators led by Abby Hoffman caused a disruption at the New York Stock Exchange by tossing dollar bills onto the trading floor. On this day in 2006, the International Astronomical Union declared that Pluto was no longer a full-fledged planet, demoting it to the status of a dwarf planet.
The IAU decided that a planet had to be an object in orbit around the sun that was massive enough for gravity to squeeze it into a spherical shape. But also, it had to be gravitationally dominant. And that meant it must have cleared its surrounding region of other similarly sized objects. But with everything else out there in the Kuiper Belt, this was Pluto's downfall. So where did this leave Pluto? The IAU decided to classify it as a dwarf planet. To many, this was seen as a demotion.
And on this day, in 1974, Paul Anka tops the charts once again with You're Having My Baby. Regrets? Perhaps Paul Anka's had a few, but writing the lyrics to My Way would certainly not be one of them. Nor would writing a new theme song for the Jack Parr replacement on The Tonight Show and negotiating a deal that would pay him royalties every time Johnny Carson took the stage for the next 32 years. Nor his astute decision at the age of only 19 to buy back from his record label the master recordings of hits like Diana, Lonely Boy, Puppy Love, Put Your Head on My Shoulders, thereby giving him permanent control over lucrative reissues of his early catalogs. In business, he was nearly infallible, from his early days as a self-made teen idol to his later money-making years as a medallion-wearing Las Vegas headliner. Paul Anka, he did things his way with the number one song, August the 24th, 1974, on this day in history.
Inside you, I see it show.